Next, we pose a vital, burning question.
The first question, are you ready? Archaeologists unearthed the ruins of Knossos on an island in the Mediterranean Sea. Name this island that lies southeast of the Peloponnesus.
That's a burning question.
It was for contestants of the National Geographic Bee. The competition is modeled after the National Spelling Bee.
And it's based on the optimistic idea that somebody in America must know something about geography.
So let's listen again to that question put to a group of contenders in 4th through 8th grade on Monday.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the question. Archaeologists unearthed the ruins of Knossos on an island in the Mediterranean Sea. Name this island that lies southeast of the Peloponnesus.
The kids were required to write answers on whiteboards.
Time.
All right, hold up your answers, please. And the answer is Crete.
Crete. You knew that, right?
All 6 contenders knew it, so the competition went on.
All right, the second question. What is the name of the gulf in the Atlantic Ocean that borders the southern coast of Spain and Portugal?
Let's see. Not the Gulf of Mexico, not the Persian Gulf.
Okay, the correct answer is the Gulf of Cadiz, and so we've got one contestant who is out of the running.
Grace Rembert of Bozeman, Montana was the one who did not quite get it right.
It feels pretty terrible because I had the right answer down and then I erased it, which is just, yeah, it's not good.
Still sounds pretty impressive to those of us who would not even have known the correct answer to erase.
Rembert just missed a spot in today's final round in which 10 young people compete, including this kid.
My name is Amnab Karthikay, and I'm from the great state of Maryland. I'm 12 years old.
And his love of geography goes way back.
So in preschool, we cut out maps of continents, and I wanted to know what lived in the continent. Did I live in a continent? What places are on a continent. That kind of inspired me to learn more and more, and it came to this moment now.
And now is his 3rd time at the National Bee.
Last year, I lost in the tiebreakers, so I got 15th place, but this year, 3rd time's a charm, so I'm in the top 10 now, and I'm really happy.
And today, he competes for the championship in this small patch of land, formerly part of Maryland and now a district with no votes in Congress.
Also known as Washington.